Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. And today, I just wanted to share a thought and hopefully get the wheels in your head turning too. So, earlier this week, I had what I consider a really low enthusiasm / low optimism day. You know the kind of days I'm talking about when everything seems like it's going wrong. And on the outside, it should be manageable, but for whatever reason, it just feels so much harder than it should. Like there is an internal struggle going on, and that unenthusiastic, stuck feeling may seem super mysterious and unprovoked, but it's not. It's never random, trust me. The thing is, we often get so much in our own heads, it's super difficult to see the bigger picture sometimes and objectively examine our emotions. And I found myself pretty stuck in my own head. So naturally, I did what all of us somewhat crazy people do. I had a conversation with myself. And I don't mean one of those conversations that sounds like, "Geez, why can't you just keep it together, woman? What's wrong with you? I thought you were better than this." No. Okay, look. That self-judgmental, critical kind of talk is never productive. What I mean is, I asked myself, what would I say to a client if they were feeling this way? Because any good coach knows that their client usually already has the answers to their own problems. They simply don't always know what questions to ask to get those answers. And sometimes they just don't take the time to go to that place within themselves and ask those hard questions, because it's not something that happens by accident when you have 5 minutes in the bathroom alone. Anyway, so I essentially walked myself through a series of questions and thought-provoking ideas. And then I created 2 lists, one with everything I felt was going wrong and stressing me out, and another one with everything that's going right, all the wins I'd been experiencing that week. And as I was furiously writing, for every one thing that was going wrong, I couldn't help but think of at least 2 things that were going right. And what I realized was that I so badly wanted to deeply feel the disappointment and frustration wash over me like a big crushing wave, but I couldn't. I couldn't because I couldn't help but be so freaking grateful. It's actually kind of funny because at the time I found it so frustrating that I wasn't able to fully feel my frustration and disappointment that I started crying and laughing at the same time. It was really weird, you guys. Crying because I wanted to feel pissy and I couldn't, and laughing because I realized that. So why am I telling you all this? Well, because not being stuck in the negatives is generally unnatural. It's not natural. Our brains are programmed to look for what's wrong or uncomfortable. And that's beneficial because it helps us with safety and survival and the ability to take calculated risks. But we don't have to stay there in a funk, feeling a way that is not productive and not pleasurable. For many of us, optimism is not our default. For me, it definitely wasn't. On the outside, I've always been known for mostly showing a positive attitude and having a smile on my face. But on the inside, I'd often be feeling quite a bit less chippy and just kind of ambivalent. What I've seen and personally experienced is that what we practice grows. And quite some time ago now, I began the simple practice of gratitude. It's so basic, so easy, and can change our outlook so profoundly. Especially when we go beyond writing those few things we're grateful for in the morning and develop the habit of looking through the lens of gratitude. This pattern of gratitude and finding what's right took a whole lot of intentional practice and did not come so naturally to me. what we practice grows and grows and grows. You get the picture? Even to the point of interfering with our crappy feelings and old thinking patterns. Now, I'm not suggesting that thinking of what you're grateful for will fix all your problems, but it's certainly a big part of the solution. If you want to regain enthusiasm, optimism, and passion for your life and your mission, practice gratitude as much as possible throughout every day. Acknowledge what's wrong. Create a reasonable action plan and focus on the good in your life. That's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.